This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's time for us to take the weekly chance. We stick our toe in the water of talk radio. News talk radio surveys from Talkers Magazine become the subject of our hour of conversation here. DJ Veers, Jennifer and Victoria are usually here. Jennifer's off this week, so Victoria Keelan is joined by John Harper from WMEL along the Space Coast. John and I have known each other for a long, long time, been carrying my various programs for decades, and he loves doing these programs with us, and we love having him here. So, John, welcome into our overview. I'm Doug Steffen with the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine. They're printed every week. Is it old? Victoria and John say printed, because they really aren't printed. They're not on a piece of paper, although you can print out the list from talkers.com. Does it sound old if I say printed, though?
Yeah, I would say probably published.
Published! All right. So let's get at it. Number 10, the focus on relationships and how they're changing. We've talked frequently on the DJV program about how the lawyers are salivating over how many divorce cases
yep.
there are. John Harper down in Florida, what about your people tease Floridians about it being the number one state in the country where residents go to die? So one thinks of a more mature audience, although I think that's not really true or fair because Florida is as diverse as any other state in the union. But what about relationship strains there? What can you report?
Well, I think you're right, Doug, in saying that the state of Florida is as diverse as any other state in the nation as far as that goes. We don't think of it here as being on the doorstep of where you go to die.
Eternity.
Not at all.
Welcome to Florida, the doorstep to eternity. It's not that not fair.
No. Yeah, and you've been here in Florida before, and you know what it's like here, and it's like any other state. So, in many respects, that is not really an issue that I think Floridians today are really concerned about. So, in a way, I kind of have to take a pass on that. There's not much discussion here in Florida about that at all.
Okay. All right. Number 9, the focus on Facebook and all the issues they are having with their advertisers as to hate speech and all that other stuff. Where do you think you're usually the go-to person when I'm on the DJV program? If I have questions about technology, I go straight to Victoria. So Zuckerberg et al. Up to their usual foolishness, yes?
Well, he's trying as best he can to meet with these large social media companies and other advertisers who have pulled out. It's billions of dollars that he's lost in advertising. So he's been trying to meet with them. I don't think he's had much success because the real crux of this is Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg specifically has tried to, as my dad would say, ride two horses with one ass.
Right.
And so he has tried.
Wait a minute. Hold on to that for a second. I got to write that down. I've never heard that expression before. Ride two horses. This is fabulous. With one
ass. My dad did not make it up. It's been around. It's an old saying.
Really? Have you ever heard that, John? John, have you ever heard that saying before?
I have never heard that before either.
Wow, really?
There you go. All right.
Well, obviously, it paints the illustration that this is what Mark Zuckerberg has tried to do. He has tried to play to all sides.
Both sides
now,
of the street.
Yep, and so now it's just coming back to bite him. Facebook is going to have to take a stand against hate speech. They're going to have to take a real stand against, fake news and things like that. And they just have not; they've refused to. And so it all crumbled in around him. So I'm not sure where it's going to go in the future, but he is in. He's had a bad few weeks.
What about you, John? Do you use Facebook? And if not, what social media do you use?
Yeah, I use it quite a bit. There's no doubt about it. I find it's quick, it's easy, and for the most part, I think the information that I try to get out of it is relevant, and I kind of disregard all the ads in it and just click beyond that. So yeah. The answer is yeah, I use it. Yeah.
I'm just, well, you and I are friends on Facebook, and I just went to your profile, other than suggesting you're the owner-operator of the Talk to Me radio network and WMEL. We apparently have 22 mutual friends. How about that? That's what I kind of use Facebook. I don't want to be political. I use it to bring people stories about my family, my friends, my farm, the radio. Yeah. It's very positive, and that's as far as I want to go with it. But I do understand, because I have looked around, you see a lot of stuff. It's not just on Facebook, though. There's a lot of stuff on Twitter that's pretty damned objectionable, I think. Maybe all of them.
The problem is, the difference with Twitter, though, is that Twitter's burn rate is so fast.
What does that mean, please? Explain what burn rate means. What is that?
Meaning, like, if you put out a tweet that says, "Hi, I'm Doug Steffen, and here's a story of fake news," that tweet will only be seen by whoever is looking at that exact moment at the tweet.
Yeah, they eliminate things. So Twitter, just everything goes away, right, after a certain amount of time?
Well, no, it doesn't go away. It's just because the volume of information on Twitter, that's what they call the burn rate. It only lasts about, I mean, it's less than 30 seconds of exposure per tweet. So, and that's the problem. And it's the opposite problem with Facebook. Facebook posts live forever. You know, you can go on to a Facebook post, and if you want to see what John Harper's up to, if he hasn't posted in a couple of weeks, the last thing he posted is still right there. So it lives for a much, much longer time, and that's part of the problem.
Yeah.
But one of the things I do not like about Twitter is some of the people on there really become quite vicious with their comments, and they all think they're talk show hosts, and as a result of that, they think they've got the power to take down anybody, and I just don't like those vicious comments. I mean, some of them are very vindictive, and therefore I don't really use Twitter that much at all.
I barely use it anymore.
That's an interesting observation. What I've noticed, and I wasn't putting a word behind it, but I like the word vicious. There are some people in my community who want to make sure that we go down a particular street that seems to be good for them. I'm talking about politics, who gets elected, what issues move forward, that sort of thing. And because a couple of them have some media knowledge and know-how, they use that, and that is the word I would describe. They are vicious in their attacks on people.
Yeah.
And one wonders, hey, what kind of people actually are using that form of, it is a form of hate speech, even if it's not aimed at the racial divide. There are a lot of people who just, you know, I don't like him and I don't like her and I don't want them to have what they're trying to get, so we'll go after them. You know, that kind of stuff. I think that's very dangerous stuff, frankly.
It is.
In a moment.
Yeah,
it really is. Okay. In a moment, number 8 on the countdown, the story list this week from Talkers Magazine, the controversy over the World Health Organization, and that we can probably spend the rest of the hour on. We won't. But it's worth a listen to hear what John Harper from WMEL has to say and Victoria Keelan from the DJV show here on our overview of the Talk Radio Review.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping, plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Moving on now with our overview of the charts for the week of July 6th to the 10th. I'm Doug Steffen here with John Harper from WMEL. Jennifer is off this week on the countdown. Victoria Keelan is here. And number 8 has to do with the World Health Organization, our continuing relationship with, and it isn't just our country, but the world, focusing on China and wanting them, at least the conscious countries, want to have China stand up and take a bow when it comes to how they've basically, with purpose, brought the world to its knees, so to speak. And part of the, you know, you focus on Hong Kong, a lot of that stuff this week, and what's going on, the thuggery there from the Chinese government. But the whole business of controlling the World Health Organization, which is what they do, and the nonsense that comes from the World Health Organization. Do you both think, Victoria and John, that the average person understands that the Chinese are corrupting the World Health Organization and their advice isn't worth a plug nickel, as they say?
I'll go ahead and on that, Doug, first. And I don't think Americans understand that at all. However, I think there is a growing understanding of the fact that in many respects we are at war with China.
We are absolutely at war with China. Yes, sir. Yep.
And they're
so why do we want to do business with them? Why do we these companies continue to want to have things made other than their greed and the fact that it's cheap? But you know, that's the other side of the question maybe for both of you. Victoria agreed with you on the fact that most people don't understand that the Chinese have corrupted the World Health Organization, but the other side of it is how many people are actually looking at things that they're buying to see if they're made in China. Are we just talking, or are we taking action?
I think that is the one thing that people are more aware of. Just in from my own social group, we are looking to see where stuff is manufactured, but I think it kind of ends there.
Yeah. Why are you playing music, Phil? All right, John, what do you think in terms of your own experience? Are you looking at things that you're buying to see if it's made in China or not?
Doug, I always have done that for years, even before we even knew about a COVID-19 virus. I've always done that. Having lived for many years in Detroit, buying American has always been number one for me. Buying American cars and equipment and things that are made in America, John Deere tractors, you name it. And so that's always been very important for me. So that's not really a change in my way of thinking. But, yeah, I always look at where things are made, whether it be clothing, no matter what the item is. I'm always looking at the label to see how much we're being beat up here in the United States by things being made in other countries.
Yeah, thankfully not many tractors are made in China, so I don't have to worry about that on my farm. 21 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we go, back again. Working this side of the street, the News Talk Radio world is our focus here. Doug Steffen with John Harper from WMEL at Jennifer's off this week. And Victoria Keelan here with the number 7 item on the countdown as we work our way toward number 1. The reformation of the police. There have been a lot of protests in sports circles about Black Lives Matter. A lot of discussion. I mean, this whole thing, although a little further down on the countdown than it was last week, still very important because there is not going to be an end to the discussion as much as a lot of people want to sweep this under the rug. People are not happy with police or public service. I've tried to make the issue not just the police, John, but the school systems. And we were talking on the DJV program about whether to require, as Syracuse, New York is thinking about, to require the people who work for the police live in the city. And that means they got to pay them more, so they live there. But I felt it was important to talk about the culture. If you want to be a police person and you want to really understand what's going on in the city, you kind of have to live there. Police eat, live, breathe, and everything, speak police life. So living in the community where you're serving, how in Florida do they handle this? Do they require in any place in Florida for the police to live in the community in which they work?
No, not here in Florida. If you live in Cape Canaveral, you can work in Melbourne in the police department there, or vice versa. There are no restrictions on that at all.
What's the discussion about reformation? You know, a lot of people are saying defund the police, which is moronic. But what about reforming police? What kind of movement is there in cities in Florida to do that?
Well, there's obviously, like the rest of the nation, there's a lot of talk about reforming police departments, but I think most people that I've talked to in the past week or two are totally outraged at police departments having their budgets cut back dramatically. That makes absolutely no sense in this day and age. And I think people understand that not only do black lives matter, blue lives matter, but let's just put it simply said that lives matter. And I think a lot of people are overlooking that fact and realize that the police departments, for the most part, in our state of Florida, are great departments. They've got great men and women serving, and there's not really a lot of outrage here in Florida about police as there are in other parts of the country. So we're kind of in the background on that particular issue.
As the pendulum swings, Victoria, you live on the coast of New Jersey. How different is it there? What's your overview versus what John experiences and describes in Florida?
Well, I think it depends on which community you live in. New Jersey, like Florida, is a very diverse state. A lot of New Jerseyans share a residence, you know, in Florida as well. I think it just really depends. You know, as a New Yorker, and having been a New Yorker for many years, that is really where I'm seeing a lot more controversy about the budgets and where the police officers live, where they can afford to live, and I think it's important that this community push, I think, is really, it's vital. And I think if you live and represent your community as a police officer, I think that your perspective is really different. It's not about them. It becomes a we. And I think that's really essential.
All right. So we continue with our focus here. Next up, the Supreme Court has a pretty active week. What about some of their rulings and how they impact all of us, all of you? This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen at 28 past the hour.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The surge in coronavirus cases across many U.S. states will come with a big price tag. The next bailout package will need to be at least $1.5 trillion with a T dollars, compared with an estimate of $1 trillion before the rise in COVID-19 cases, according to Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi. States that reopened early, such as Arizona and Texas, are suffering from surges in coronavirus cases, leading to rollbacks of economic activity as local officials try to stem infections. For example, Nevada tightened rules for bars and restaurants, effectively closing any bar that doesn't serve food. The nation hit another all-time high single-day cases confirmed with 63,200. Zandi said the U.S. could end up in a very, very dark economic scenario without another stimulus package or one that fails to provide enough support. This is USA Radio News. Lawyers for Ghislaine Maxwell, the British socialite who was the girlfriend of sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, are arguing she be released from lockup due to health risks stemming from COVID-19. Maxwell was arrested on July 2nd in New Hampshire on charges she conspired with Epstein to sexually abuse minors and then lied to prosecutors about it. Maxwell's lawyers filed a memo with the court opposing the government's motion for detention. They claim health risks associated with COVID and a $5 million bond should be enough to let Maxwell wait out her trial at her home. If convicted, she would face 35 years minimum in prison. More than 150 Minneapolis police officers are filing work-related disability claims after the death of George Floyd, with about three-quarters of those citing post-traumatic stress disorder as the reason for their planned departures. Their duty disability claims come as the city is seeing an increase in violent crime, and while city leaders push a proposal to replace the Minneapolis Police Department with a new agency that would have a more holistic approach. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour, this week's overview of the News Talk Radio charts, the stories, the top 10 from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and these lists every week. Everything that's going on in the News Talk business, you can find out about. Ratings came out this week. Pretty interesting to see how that impacts the rest of the listening world, beside, you know, all the formats are rated together. And News Talk has done well because of what's going on in the world. People want to hear the issues discussed. So let's go back to the issues. The Supreme Court this week, number six, all those rulings. Anybody want to, Victoria, you want to chance?
And busy over, week.
Well, what do you think was the most important ruling that was announced?
I'll just give a quick overview. The New York City prosecutor is the Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance was given the green light to investigate Trump, and a lot of the campaign stuff goes back to Stormy Daniels. So that was considered a win for the DA. Congress, a win for Trump. Congress was blocked from his records for now. It's sort of a pending thing. They also ruled, and this is not great for the American public, they ruled that the consumer agency, the head of that agency, can be removed by the president if he's not happy with that. So that's not great for consumers. Good news for Oklahomans. The Native American territory remains under their control. Back on election voting, they announced that they ruled that states can enforce the popular vote with electors, which is something we talked about a little bit on the DJV show this week. They also, in a win for pro-choice people, they struck down some abortion restrictions. They also, a win for the religious groups, they okayed the Obamacare birth control coverage exemption. If you work for a Catholic organization, the Catholic organization does not have to provide birth control as part of your benefit package. A win for LGBTQ workers. They won a major victory for non-discrimination. It's not allowed. And then for DACA, for the Dreamers, the Supreme Court upheld the Obama-era immigration for Dreamers. So they had a whole lot of different cases happening this week. And I don't want to pick one as being more important than the others, because I think that they addressed a lot of really important issues. But they certainly had a busy week of rulings.
Whole lot of shaking going on there, for sure. All right, let's get to politics, presidential politics, especially number five. I noticed that Joe Biden has proposed a $700 billion plan to move manufacturing up and research and create millions of jobs. He wants to spend $400 billion on manufacturing during the next 4 years. This is one of the first campaign speeches he's made with concrete objectives, at least that I can remember. What about you, John? What do people in Florida think about the Biden-Trump, whether there are going to be any hanging chads at the end of the election?
Well, you never know here in the state of Florida. I mean, anything can happen and usually does. But obviously the election for November is starting to heat up. And how appropriate here in the month of July, is things are hot anyway, but people here are very interested in what's going on. And at the moment, Biden has a pretty large lead over Trump here in Florida by almost 10 points. I believe it's 9 points in the last poll that I saw. So that's very, very sizable indeed. And and people are just watching, waiting, and looking to see what happens. But I think with Biden coming out with that first proposal about bringing jobs back to the United States, we'll see how that resonates. That just came out yesterday, but we'll see how that resonates between now and over the weekend. And we'll see what Trump has to say. He's here today in the state of Florida for a fundraiser, I believe, down at the Mar-a-Lago estate in Palm Beach. And then tomorrow, I think he's in New Hampshire for that event. Yeah, up there. So it'll be interesting to see. But obviously, people here in the state of Florida, very interested in politics. It's almost the number one topic of discussion here in Florida.
One of the things that we talk about on the DJV program is the age of people who are interested, Victoria, in the election. Is it broader now? Does it seem to be your friends in their 30s or whatever age they are? Mm-hmm. Do you find them much more engaged in wanting to get a particular person?
I think that this is there are high school students who aren't even old enough to vote who are attending rallies, and I think that this is just brought, and then you go up to people who are my parents' age or your age, Doug, and I think everyone is just has a real has a much more I think they're a lot more committed to being aware of the issues now than maybe in the past. So I think it's a good thing. The more people are aware of the issues,
absolutely.
It's a good thing.
Yep, and not just voting because, I've done my job.
Right.
I vote every 4 years. Got to vote all the time. Primary elections, very important.
Yes, you're right. And I think local elections, with my group of friends in New York and New Jersey, local elections are something that we're paying attention to probably for the first time, and that's important.
Well, one of the things, remember when Clinton was elected, one of his advisors sort of encapsulated it by suggesting it's the economy, stupid. And it really is. People vote jobs. They vote what's in their bank account. And things are not too, with the result of all the things happening and things that are yet to happen. I think this is going to be a warm summer and fall when it comes to putting all these three things in the cocktail together. That is the virus, the Black Lives Matter movement, and the election itself. And what impact are they going to have on the economy? Number four is a focus on the economy and conversations about opening up America, for example, getting people back to work, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think it's going as fast as it ought to it certainly won't help Trump any, because he's now being identified as kind of one of the problems. And whether that's true or not, fair or not, that's the way people think. There are a lot of shallow thinkers, and they look around, and I'm not suggesting one way or another politically that one party or one group, one way of thinking is shallow. It just is there's a lot of shallow thinking. People don't understand how the economy works. God, they don't understand how, you know, much of the kids that come out of school today, they don't understand much of anything. So how do they become a part of the workforce if they don't really understand how the economy works and what they have to do to manage their own money? You know, a lot of this stuff becomes, it trickles right down to the individual and how they manage their money. And we all see examples. You know, we were talking this week, John, about Victoria. I don't know that we talked about it on the air, off the air, your little stock investments and stuff. And I was quite proud of you.
My very, very tiny stock investments.
Well, but you see, but you're with it and you're on it, and that's part of what makes it work. Everybody needs to, if you got a little extra money, invest it in things that will help the country grow and help your economic base grow. John,
right.
What about you? You've been in the radio business, and you've probably done what I've done, invest in something you know, i.e. your business, right? And,
absolutely. You better believe it. I've done that. But before we move forward with what you're just alluding to, Doug, going back on the last point that you were making about during the Clinton campaign, it was the economy stupid, the sign of
James Carville. Remember him? James Carville.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Saw him on TV just last night. Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
But I think the sign now above the door should be it's the virus. Stupid. I think that's what should be up there right now.
Well, the virus stupid affects the economy stupid, and so that's a pretty cogent observation. Number three, the controversy about whether schools should open or not, following the guidelines, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Controversy because the president wants to get schools open. I know a lot of people who also do who are in. Well, it depends, I guess, on where you are.
Yeah.
The unions seem to be getting in the way of school reopenings as much as anything else, Victoria, yeah?
I think so. I have a friend who is a teacher at a school in Cincinnati, and they, you know, their plan for the fall, she works for a private school, and so obviously the parents are very concerned about, you know, what the process will be, and the teachers are concerned. Everyone's trying to come up with the right plan. Now, their school's plan is very different from my friends who are teachers in Manhattan. So it really does. It's almost county by county, town by town, really, is the best probable way to move forward with schools. But I think that, you know, we've heard Dr. Fauci talk about it in the last few weeks. It's very detrimental for children to be so isolated and to not be in school with their friends and have that sense of normalcy. So we have to really figure out the right way to, you know, to have that balance of kids, you know, back in school, but also making sure we're not creating hotspots all around the country.
Do you remember the old... The chain, John, this is like a travel back in history. School bells ring and children sing. It's back to Robert Hall again. When I do that sort of thing, the girls laugh.
Robert Hall. Because
Robert.
See, John, this is what happens. Doug baits me,
about,
and then I ask what it means,
right.
And then he laughs
well,
at
that was, we just had a conversation off the air about Eastern Airlines, and Victoria never heard of Eastern Airlines. And that there is an age thing. There's no question about it. Robert Hall was a large clothing concern that was probably the largest in the nation in the 50s and maybe into the early 60s. Would you say, John? When did they disappear?
I'd say so. In the mid-60s, I think.
They were probably the equivalent...
Now, how am I supposed to know that?
Well, it's part of American culture. So I would say the equivalent today was Ross. The Ross store is Dress for Less. Would you say, is that...
Absolutely.
You think that's apt?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the equivalent.
I've never heard of that either.
What, Ross Dress for Less?
I have never
heard
of that. I have covered Fashion Week, and I have never heard of that.
My God. Well, there's not much fashion in Ross. It's pretty
well,
basic.
Maybe that's why.
But they're in every mall. I mean, God, they're in... Right?
Not in any mall I've ever been to.
Really?
No.
Oh, they're huge.
Is it like Frank's Big and Tall? Like, what is it?
No, it's a big... It's like the size of a Kmart. The stores are huge.
Oh, wow.
Victoria, where do you live?
Yeah.
New Jersey.
Top stories of the week from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. These are the charts that cover the week of July 6th to the 10th. At number 10, relationships, psychological connections people have, all the divorces. Wowie zowie. Look at those numbers. Number 9, Facebook and social media. Number 8, our relationship with China and their relationship with Hong Kong and the controversy of the World Health Organization. Number 7, Black Lives Matter, police reform, that sort of thing. Number 6, what the Supreme Court did this past week in their rulings. The presidential race is number 5. The economy is number 4. Whether or not we follow the CDC guidelines when it comes to reopening schools, that's number 3. The health care focus on masks, that debate continues to be kind of hot. Number 1, the stats and projections as to who will get and how we'll all be affected by COVID-19. That's the list, the story list this week from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. All right, a focus on number 2 and number 1, both having to do with the virus, right after this.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Hoarding disorder is a condition in which people collect and then have trouble getting rid of things to the point where it can take over their homes and their lives.
They have difficulties with attention, concentration, organization, and decision making. So sometimes that leads to not necessarily being aware of a problem. I'm just messy, disorganized.
Additionally, psychologist Dr. Craig Sawchuk says people with hoarding disorder have what's called a double-barreled reinforcement for their actions. So not only are they not aware,
they like doing what they're doing. It's the thrill of the hunt, or I could really use this for some reason in some way, or boy, this person will really like this and it feels good.
Sometimes the behavior can be an emotional release, helping relieve stress or grief. Dr. Sawchuk says it's this combination that makes hoarding disorder difficult to address. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
It's Michael, California. I take Calitrin and I feel great. I have a lot of energy and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 2 months ago and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. My pants started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
The people list here at Talkers Magazine. Talkers has a list of the top 10 people being discussed in the stories. So at number 10 on the people list, Mark Zuckerberg this week from Facebook. Xi Jinping, number 9 from China. Number 8, DeJuan Jackson. Nancy Pelosi is at 7. Combo of Ron DeSantis, Greg Abbott, and Gavin Newsom make it at number 6. Tammy Duckworth, the senator, number 5. Joe Biden at 4. Mike Pence at 3. Dr. Fauci is at number 2. And Donald Trump is number 1. So all these lists, the names changing kind of dramatically this week from what they have been. Tammy Duckworth is most interesting person here that's new. You don't know her, senator that was a helicopter pilot, and she lost her legs, and one of the news anchors at Fox, I don't even want to dignify him with his name, referred to her as being sort of un-American. And that choked. He choked on that, and she made sure he did. So that's the people list this week from Talkers Magazine. All right, another quick ages reference. I just looked at a post that we'll all laugh at. Happy birthday to Keith Richards. May he speak fondly of all of us after we're gone.
Absolutely. Keith Richards will be, I saw when the virus started, there was a really funny meme that went around social media and basically said everyone needs to shift their thinking from, you know, what are we going to leave to our children? And we have to think about what kind of a world are we going to leave Keith Richards? Because
yeah,
he's going to outlive everybody.
How old is he?
He's pushing 80.
He's got to be 78,
He's looked like he was dead for most of the career of the Stones.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, that's why he doesn't look any older, because they've all looked
old. He's embalmed.
The whole time.
Exactly. Yeah. So they're not susceptible to COVID, apparently. Stats going up, states with more, is it worse than it was? I mean, all of that stuff's being debated for sure. Biggest debate is about whether to wear a mask. John, you wear a mask?
Absolutely, a mask and gloves.
Yep.
In fact, I'm even going to start wearing one of those face shields.
Yeah,
that's,
those
that's
are becoming
important.
More popular.
Yeah, to protect your eyes. Yeah.
John, thank you for your service, as they say. John Harper here from WMEL on the Space Coast. Victoria Keelan from the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour. It's Tech Talk. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. An overview of the top five stories this past week from the world of technology, which is one of the many things that Victoria focuses on. So let's count them down, Victoria, from number five to number one. Number five, a new acquisition for Uber.
Yeah, this is a big one. So less than a month after Uber tried and failed to buy Grubhub, the meal delivery, restaurant delivery service, they have actually gotten a win in their column. They are buying Postmates for $2.65 billion with a B. That's a big acquisition. And they say that Postmates is highly complementary to Uber Eats, which is essentially going out of business, but they're acquiring Postmates will be a bolster for that part of their business. And that's essentially where Uber drivers, when they don't have a passenger in the car, they deliver meals. So it's a twofold sort of business model. Postmates is, they were the first real meal delivery on-demand service out in the market. However, they've been really surpassed by DoorDash and Grubhub. And so now Postmates really only accounts for about 8% of meal delivery sales in the U.S. But but Uber's hoping that they will up that greatly by combining their businesses. So they have about, you know, I mean, look, this is a huge business. Meal deliveries right now is a huge business.
Amazing.
I don't see it going anywhere anytime soon. So it's a good buy for Uber. They're trying to stay in that game. So this is the best way for them to do it.
Number four is a focus on everybody's favorite company to dump on, Verizon.
Verizon Fios already offers new customers a free year year of Disney Plus service, but now they're adding in Hulu subscriptions. So if you sign on for two of their more expensive plans, the $59.99 per month, 400 megabytes per second plan, then you get 6 months of free Hulu in addition to your free year of Disney Plus. And the new Gigabit Fios customers, which is $79 a month, you get a full year of both Disney Plus and Hulu. And so they'll also throw in a free router rental and a free Verizon Stream TV set-top box. So all of that together is a pretty good deal. I guess right now, obviously, everyone is very dependent on internet. If you're working from home or if you're helping your kids do their distance learning from home, internet service, people are shopping around for the best deal. We also have to take into consideration the incredibly high unemployment numbers, and so people are really looking for the best deal possible. So this is why Verizon's trying to sweeten the pot.
Couple of items from Amazon, number three and number two. First, a focus on Prime Video, yes?
Yep, this is a good thing. Amazon Prime Video, once again, everybody's home, all the family, you know, the whole family is home, they're doing school, and everybody's working from home. And so Amazon has rolled out, very similar to Netflix and HBO Max, they're rolling out up to 6 different user profiles for each Amazon Prime Video account. And this is a good thing because parents can keep track of what their kids are able to see. And so just like on Netflix, you have a different account for everybody, different profile, and the parents can limit the amount of screen time. They can limit what their kids are watching. It can be tailored to your individual interests. It will, similarly to Netflix, it will suggest things for you to watch based on other things that you've seen. So they're taking a page out of Netflix's playbook, but I think it's a good move.
All right, and this Amazon Marketplace info, this is something that I find very helpful.
Yeah, Amazon is going to start publicly listing the names and addresses of U.S.-based third-party sellers on their platform. This is in an attempt to, number one, be more transparent, because a lot of consumers on Amazon want to know, where is this company based? Is it based in China, especially? That's a question a lot of people are asking. Where is this stuff made? Where's it coming from? And so Amazon is going to help fight that good fight by making it more transparent. Now, this is only U.S.-based retailers, so for right now, if you are searching for products on Amazon and you want to make sure they're made in the USA, you have to do a little bit of digging. This will be easier, but if you're buying something that's from an international company, there's still no transparency there, and that's the next step that I think Amazon really should take.
All right, number one, the top tech story of the week is a focus on TikTok.
Yep, TikTok, the very, very popular video sharing platform, has been in the news all week. And the reason for it is owned by the Chinese. It's a Chinese-owned app. However, they have a U.S.-based CEO, an American CEO. TikTok has said that they have hundreds of employees and leaders across, you know, the country that are in the U.S. But Mike Pompeo is going after them, saying that, you know, he wants to shut down TikTok. So we'll see where it goes, but it's going to be a big battle.
All right, so there it is, top five stories this week. The charts from the world of technology. Tech Talk, Victoria Keeler, Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.